the most rewarding part of contemporary dancing is just how you feel after it. The feeling you get when you nail something perfectly and you know you did the best you can do. Just nothing can replace that. No award can change the way you feel after you're finished doing contemporary.
Carly is a senior at Carmel High School and has been dancing for 15 years.
I started dancing when I was 3 years old, but I really didn't start getting serious with it until I was about 12 or 13. And I'd say that's when I started to do more mature styles, such as contemporary.
Contemporary dance is an expressive form of dance that isn't as rigid and centered as ballet or other styles are. While Merce Cunningham is considered the first to truly create dance without rigidity, modern contemporary dance wasn't formed until the late 1950s as a more fluid opposite to ballet and has been exploding in popularity since then.
There are some things in dance where you do it just to do it, and it's just going through the motions just for practice with technique. But with contemporary, the way it's gotten to where it is, you can just put so much more behind it, and that has also made me like it more.
Carly is involved with many contemporary pieces and reinforces the fact that there are many components of contemporary, namely unpredictability.
Contemporary is very unpredictable because there are just so many directions you can go with it. When you're doing a contemporary dance, you really don't know what it's going to be until you do it. It could be a tragic, slow song and sad and you're crying, or it can be a happy, joyful song, or it could be something more abstract and very weird. It can just be anything you want it to be.
Abstractness.
The style that's really popular today is making contemporary more abstract. You're taking these ideas and abstractness, and there's no real story that goes along with it. It's just something so interesting and very weird.
Floor work.
In contemporary, while there are parts that you want to be lifted, you want to be really grounded with the floor, and whether that be you're dancing, but you have a plié or bend in your legs, and you're just in touch with the floor through your feet, or whether you actually be on the floor, it's important to be grounded and in touch with what's around you during contemporary.
And breath.
Breathing in contemporary is so important, no matter what it is. Just the power of breathing in contemporary is something that is so cool. Just a simple exhale could change the whole tone of step you're doing.
But it's also important to note that, unlike ballet, there is no set vocabulary like plié, jeté, or cambré in contemporary dance. Performers are free to express themselves within the style however they'd like.
With styles such as contemporary, you can really express yourself more. And the way it's gotten to where it is today, with the more abstract concepts and the different music, there's so many different directions you can go with contemporary, which that makes it so much more interesting than any other style to me.
Carly also believes contemporary dance has helped her grow as a person.
Contemporary dance has helped shape me into the person I am today. It has helped me express my emotions more, and it has helped give me more confidence, not only in dance, but also in everyday life. Contemporary is my favorite style of dance, and I think the thing that I do best.
However, sometimes the amount of fluidity and freedom contemporary comes with can distract dancers from who they really are.
This year, my solo is contemporary, but I actually had one before the one that I'm doing now, and it just was a defining moment to me because I didn't really like it, and it just wasn't really me. I was trying to do something I wasn't with the style. I was pulling out more abstract concepts and choreography, and that really just wasn't me. And the direction that I was going, I just really didn't like. It wasn't a competitive dance. And the talk that I had to have with my teacher was a pretty hard talk, just telling her that I really didn't like what she was giving me.
Carly also found herself caught up in the competition of dance at one point.
When I was younger, I really wasn't very good. And I'd come to competition and watch all these girls that were just so much better than me. And I'd think, wow, that's never going to be me. In specific, I remember at a competition once at Nationals, actually, there was a girl that went on right before me who was just amazing. She had a contemporary solo also. And my teacher actually said to me, wow, she's amazing. Just so focused on her and infatuated with her. And I just thought, wow, that really is never going to be me. My own teacher doesn't even compliment me. And that's really how it just went for the first, I'd say, half of my dance career. Back then, it just felt like everyone was better than me. And that's really how it was. In contemporary, I wasn't very strong.
However, it was contemporary dance that also ended up bringing her a new sense of confidence.
When I'm doing contemporary, not only do I feel confident with myself because I feel like what I'm doing is good, I also just feel pure joy because contemporary is just so fun. No matter what you're doing, even if it's a really depressing song, you can just put your all into it and put every emotion you have into it, and it's really freeing, I'd say.
Carly also now has a new solo, still contemporary, of course.
Now that I have this style of contemporary, this and the direction that I'm in, I feel like I'm better able to express myself because I'm doing something that feels truly me and I'm not trying to be someone that I'm not.
Contemporary, being as abstract and fluid as it is, gives Carly a new sense of creativity and inspiration as well.
You can do so much with contemporary, and nothing is going to be the same. There's almost nothing reused, nothing recycled. Everything you do is so different, and that is just so interesting to me because you're never going to walk away doing the same thing.
Overall, contemporary dance has helped Carly express herself and find a new meaning to the word confidence, and it remains her favorite style of dance.
With classes such as ballet and technique, when you're going across the floor, you're doing things just to do them and just to practice them. But with styles such as contemporary, you can really express yourself more. And the way it's gotten to where it is today, with the more abstract concepts and the different music, there's so many different directions you can go with contemporary that makes it so much more interesting than any other style to me.
For 91.3 WHJE and the Just Dance podcast, this has been Kayla Robleski.